Hi, thanks for downloading another episode of the Pedestrian Podcast. You're about to hear the second part of our conversation with Kaylee Quick and Colleen Trenum, recorded on May 8th, 2017. This is coming out a little bit late, so you'll note that some of the plugs are a little bit dated. But don't forget to check out Killing My Lobster and The Rekia at endgamesimprov.com. And thanks again for downloading. Please share with your friends. Please subscribe and continue listening. Bye.
Check.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Pedestrian Podcast.
Beep beep,
ba doo boom. And we're back.
That was us trying to think of things on the street.
Everything on the street is silent. Okay, this is Colleen and Kaylee, by the way.
I'm Colleen.
I'm Kaylee.
And we're here with Hector and Chris.
Hello.
Wait, we should have hosted and tried to say the same things at the same time. Ready?
Welcome to the Pedestrian Podcast.
Beep, beep. I went a different way.
Oh, what were you? I'm sorry.
I was going to say, I bet you. I was just trying to see what.
I bet.
I was just trying to lip read. Yeah. I was just trying to lip read.
Okay.
I was trying to mind.
Keep going. I want to see you lip read. Yeah.
Okay.
Let's make fun of Hector. Yeah.
She drove that one.
That was all Kaylee. I was going to say, but
let's talk about his eyebrows.
Yeah, let's talk about his eyebrows.
Well, thank you for having us on your podcast.
We could have done that for an hour.
That was maybe the weirdest thing I've ever done.
I actually want to know more about Hector's eyebrows.
Yeah, what about my eyebrows?
I don't know. We just went where the question went.
Do you think, is it full or is it thin?
It has both.
I like that you said it as if there was one.
Just one eyebrow.
Well, yeah. Do you think my one eyebrow?
Sisters, not twins. I just like to say that's a true philosophy about eyebrows.
They're sisters, not twins.
Mm-hmm. Same thing with boobs.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah.
Yeah, they're sisters, not twins.
Oh, yeah. So one is full and one's thin?
I think one's fuller than the other. Really? But they're both of the same thickness. Mm-hmm.
Mm. I don't know. I think that might be a trick of the light. I'd have to see it.
So from my perspective.
Yeah, see? Yeah. See, it changes when he turns towards the light. Shadows make eyebrows look thicker.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, okay. Question. Is there a shadow? Is there like a particular lighting that works for me or Krish?
Oh, I think any kind of artistic little like corner splash on the cheek. Yeah. You think shadows are good?
Shadows are good.
Shadows are
I don't know. I'd have to. Yeah, the shadowier, the better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this is what I wonder about, like, when you go on a date in, like, a dark bar.
Well, everybody looks better in soft lighting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, soft or lighting.
No lighting.
Like, almost, like, the dimmest.
Yeah.
Dimmest light.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, pitch dark.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Wait, have you guys ever... I don't know if it ever actually became a show, but it was Dating in the Dark, where they would go on first dates in the pitch black. Mm-hmm. So I know about it because it was debuting in England when I was about to study abroad, and the tagline was, "How do you spot a ginger in the dark?" And my mom, should be known that Colleen has red hair. So does Kaylee.
As is Kaylee.
But anyway.
As is
Krish. We can get into that later.
Yeah. As is Hector.
No, that's a lie!
Alternative facts.
I guess in an
Trump
world. Yeah. Okay, good. We got the Trump back.
Yeah, we got Trump back.
No, but my mom was like,
Trump!
Oh, the Trump truck is coming by.
Trump's like a truck. Truck. That's like what?
What?
Wait. Okay, anyway.
That Trump.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
No, but my mom was very concerned about me because she was like, Colleen, you're going to this place that hates gingers so much.
Why do they hate gingers in England?
I think it's, you know, I'm going to make up some things right now. That are based on, like...
Get on with it.
Let's speculate. Hearsay.
Let's speculate wildly.
Yeah.
Ooh. And actually, I think it's because they don't like Scottish people, and Scottish people have the most redheads.
That's an interesting theory.
Yeah, what is with the Brits versus the Scots?
Well, because the Scottish people just wanted to be independent, and the British people... I mean, have you seen the movie Braveheart?
That sounds like my relationship with my parents.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to be my own person. They're like, fine.
Yeah.
Like, you're saying, like, the
they're
Scots...
like, but you
the
can't
Scots
have
just,
any land rights. Yeah. Yeah.
The Scottish are just petulant teenagers.
Yeah, basically.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dangerous.
But like, England underestimates how much depth and, like, you know, like, emotional realness that Scotland...
Yeah. England tries to talk down to Scotland, and Scotland's, like, not an idiot.
Also, let's talk about the British Isles real quick. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about, like, how... Okay. If they were a group of girlfriends out to brunch, okay. right? Okay. You've got, like, the UK.
Who's Samantha?
you've got the UK. And then
you've got
the UK.
England,
right?
Yeah.
You've got England, you've got Ireland, you've got Scotland. Uh-huh. Yeah?
Well.
And Northern Ireland and Wales.
Right, that's what I meant, yeah. Okay, fine. So they're
the
all
Isle
out
of
to
Wight.
Lunch.
But, like, three of the islands walk into a bar.
They're all out to brunch.
Falkland Islands.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm sorry, Falkland.
Isle of Gibraltar.
Okay.
Yeah, we get it.
Calm down. So they're all at brunch. Like, who do you think has the most interesting things to say? Ireland and Scotland. But England walks around. Sorry, England. England walks around like, I'm so great. But it's like, I feel like so much of the culture is in Ireland and Scotland. I have a lot of respect
How many times have you been to a brunch where someone goes, I'm so great. It's time for brunch. I'll have a mimosa.
Well, Kelly and I do brunch a lot.
That sounds like a deleted scene.
We're just
two
English. Mary Poppins.
with
Dick Van Dyke saying, I'm so great.
Mary, I was about brunch this Sunday.
Oh, but.
Okay, so you think, what's so great about England?
I guess what I'm saying is, of the cultures, mm-hmm. I feel like England might, in the way that America is an amalgamation mm-hmm. of so many other cultures, like there's no through line to what American culture is, still, mm-hmm. not yet, I don't think. But like, England stuff was built on Ireland and Scotland stuff, like the Gaelic shit and uh-huh. like, am I going to start a war talking about
the Anglos and the Saxons?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah.
I mean,
a lot of it's just like invaders from
other places.
Yeah. From Scandinavia.
Other planets.
Oh yeah. Scandinavia. Right.
If you think about the language of English too. I mean, it's like there's the Celtic part, there's the German part, there's the French part.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Well, and also,
so many
like probably aliens were there first because Stonehenge.
Yeah. Sorry. Don't forget the aliens.
Shit. So yeah, England totally stole from the aliens.
They're the real heroes.
I'm going to lose all my British friends over this.
How many British friends do you have?
Amanda. I'm sorry.
but you know what Amanda's like? She's always like, I'm so cool. I go to brunch.
I'm Amanda. I'm the worst.
Do you guys know Amanda? Because you're nailing it right now.
Yeah, she's
great. Oh, I know Amanda.
She was on nap time for a while.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, she was, yeah.
We were... I don't know Amanda, but I'm just...
Huh? Yeah, she was on nap time.
Oh, she's great. Yeah. So fun.
I don't know her, and I think she's... British.
Well, okay. If you were part of that brunch, what do you guys think you would be?
Who would we be?
Yeah. What
Samantha.
No.
She would be. I'd be all the others. She would just be Samantha.
Remember the quick method. Question everything. You matter. Yeah. I only care about my pleasure.
Yeah. This is a very Samantha attitude.
I can't remember what C was.
See you next Tuesday.
In case you're
Call me don't.
Oh, yeah, call me don't. Yeah.
And then Kaylee will end up going home alone, but it's okay.
Yeah. Good review.
Yeah, and that's our previous episode. So if you're playing along at home, you have to follow along. Yeah.
Oh, we were supposed to host that. Let's host
shit. Oh, wait, yeah.
That
was on our last
episode. There you go.
Oh, wow. You guys run a tight ship here.
We're very good hosts.
Yeah. We are. Our intern's not here today, though.
Yeah.
It's a bummer.
She always helps.
Sheila.
Sheila.
Sheila always helps.
Sheila always helps. I call her she. For sure.
I call her old Starbucks Sheila. She's bringing us those cafes.
You almost said mimosas.
God, why doesn't Starbucks? Okay, there is a Starbucks on every single corner, literally across, and they don't and carry mimosas yet.
That's right.
Fucked up. Yeah. So yeah. Fucked up.
There's a need in the marketplace.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not being fulfilled.
Yeah.
Oof. I should just start a mimosa bar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What would it be
trademark.
Called?
Trademark.
Yeah.
What would it be called?
Bimosa.
Bimosa.
We can do better than that. Give me mosa.
Okay, is it better than
M-O.
Give me mosas is pretty
give
good.
Give me mosa.
I just want to point out that this episode is brought to us by Give Me Mosas.
British company.
check them out. They're basically on every single
their tagline. Oh my God. We're all bottomless here.
And when you walk in, the hostess has to sing Gimme More by Britney Spears. Mm-hmm. So she has to be like, gimme more, gimme mimosa.
But in a British accent.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Gimme more.
So it's like Ginger Spice does Britney.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Ginger Spice. Oh, wow. Yeah.
It is Ginger Spice, no, it feels like in its offensive name. It's very, is that true?
Oh.
Yeah, I think it's different in Britain, actually. Yeah.
Like
because,
how they say cunt a lot.
Yeah, it's just like how they say cunt a lot. Mm-hmm. No, I think it's I think it's different there. Mm-hmm. I think ginger is a little bit used more derogatorily. People ask me that question all the time, though, and I only really remember it because there was the Kick a Ginger Day in the South Park episode.
Whoa, yeah. It's like in real life.
No, but it translated into real life.
No,
where
really?
Like kids would be like, oh, Kick a Ginger Day. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I totally know all about that because I've been a ginger my
right?
whole life.
You stink of a fake.
It's not fake. I'm transgender.
Oh, wait, so you dyed your hair red?
Yeah. I had reddish hair as a baby. I had like strawberry blonde hair.
That's what they all say.
I did though.
I know.
See, we welcome even you. Know because my coloring's so good.
If there was more, we would be stronger. Right. So we want the allies.
Well, and also, like, I'm very visibly, like, the optics of me are I'm all ginger. So, you know, when I go out there and change the world, they'll be like, wow, a ginger did that.
That's true, yeah.
That's good. Yeah, we'll take it. Okay. I'll talk to them at the meeting to be sure, but like, we'll
wait, I go, but they let me go to the meeting. Are there more meetings? I'm not.
Oh,
like,
I shouldn't have said anything.
So when they ask me to take the day old bagels and go home, that's.
That's when our real meeting
begins. Hold on, Kaylee, are you getting day old bagels?
Yeah.
From the ginger meetings.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
We save the good breakfast for when she's gone.
Oh, no.
What do you guys have?
Poached eggs.
Hollandaise.
Oh.
With hollandaise sauce.
No.
It's called Eggs Benedict.
Yeah.
You made that up.
Just now. No, there's no meetings.
Yeah. It's just brunch.
It's just brunch.
Oh, yeah, back to your question that we never answered.
I forgot my question.
Oh, you were like, who would we be at that brunch?
Brunch, oh, yes.
Of the British Isles? Yeah. The brunch of the British Isles?
So, we know what England sounds like. What is Ireland? What is their persona at the brunch?
Yeah, their personality at the brunch is like...
We don't actually...
Oh, lady.
Oh, potato. I'll take your potatoes.
I was going to say, we don't actually have to
I'll have home fries and hash browns.
So which Irish friends are you losing?
Oh,
over
no.
Yeah, yeah. Which leprechaun friends are you losing?
Okay, but then what are the Scottish people like at that brunch?
I don't know.
I think they probably go like...
they're like, black, I can't do it. Black
take
coffee.
Take my coffee, black.
Take my coffee. No, that's just like
Australian.
South African.
Or take my coffee, bleak.
It sounds also a little New Zealand.
Yeah, I went New Zealand. Yeah. I would fly to the Concords. I would fly to the Concords. Yeah. If only Sam were here, he'd have a good.
Yeah. I don't know.
Wait, no.
Are you
so for
Irish, not Scottish. It's
so
crap.
Yeah. So for Irish, you had that touchstone, the like ta ta ta.
Oh yeah. So
what's
have
our
those
Scottish for... touchstone?
Mine is if it's not Scottish, it's crap. I didn't know. That's all I got.
So then at brunch, maybe they'd be like, I didn't know, but I won't.
Yeah.
Braveheart.
What's good? I don't know what I want.
William Wallace.
You can take my plate,
but you can't take my mimosa.
You asked. In Snatch, Brad Pitt was, what was that group?
The Pikeys.
The Pikeys. What would they be at brunch? Yeah.
Oh, where are they from?
They were.
They're good. Like Irish.
Are they Irish?
I feel like they don't. It doesn't sound like they brunch. To be honest. It does not sound like they brunch.
I think they're more on the go.
Yeah, they're more on the go. Yeah, they're like going to Taco Bell drive.
They like having a bagel.
They're the drive through. Yeah.
Yeah. They're
Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah, they're Dunkin' Donuts.
Yeah. What about the Welsh?
Oh, the Welsh.
Oh, they it's have just, a very.
When I think
accent.
Welsh, I think
ours.
All Christian Bale.
Oh.
Like, he's Welsh, and Catherine Zeta-Jones. But I don't know their actual accents, because they've been...
So I had to
learn... Well, I know Christian Bale's.
Wait, how does it go?
It's like this.
No, that's Batman.
No, that's how all the Welsh talk.
That's how the Welsh talk.
That's how all the Batmans talk.
No, this is how every single Welsh person talks.
Oh, yeah, so
I'm actually impressed by that. That's very good. Yeah.
I do Welsh really good. I've been to Wales. I studied abroad.
I had to learn a Welsh accent for a high school play, and I can't remember a single thing.
I've never had to learn one.
It was by Dylan Thomas. It was Under Milkwood. It was a very weird play.
Under Milkwood.
What was it about?
It was like about a town in Wales, and it's just, so he was, Dylan Thomas is a poet, and this was the one play that he wrote, and
he named himself after Bob Dylan.
Oh.
Really?
And
no.
And the movie, The Thomas Crown Affair. No. He loved it so much that he put
loved
the two
Thomas
together.
Crown Affair.
He put the two together.
Oh, I thought he loved Wendy's. Dave Thomas.
Oh, Dave Thomas.
It was the Thomas Crown Affair.
Oh, okay.
He married it.
Common misconception.
Yeah.
But it just followed, but it was very poetic the way that he wrote it. And so it was very it wasn't very linear or narrative. Mm. So it just kind of was this little scenes and snippets of a life in a
sketch
Wells
show.
Yeah, he wrote a sketch show.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like poetry sketch show. It was like a beat play.
It was like, all I can think when I think of beat poetry is So I Married an Axe Murderer.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa. Yeah.
Man.
Oh, yeah.
Woman. She stole my heart and my cat.
that's very topical for where we are.
Oh, yeah,
recording in San Francisco.
One of the best San Francisco movies.
One of the
beep,
best.
Beep, beep. Oh, listen to that. San Francisco Busco vibe.
Yeah.
How can we only...
I don't know.
Why is it that we have to come up with a street sound?
Oh, ding, 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 ding.
It's a bike.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
I was like, something's wrong with our brains. We can't think of another street sound.
Oh, that's a hoverboard.
Okay. I got one. That's someone on their cell phone.
England. That's England on their cell phone.
Blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, blah, blah.
Yes, we're in the Mission. Were you going to say more about that?
No, it's San Francisco, because So I Married an Axe Murderer is
takes place
in San Francisco.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I didn't know that. I was too young.
Have you not?
Oh, that's a great one.
I've seen it.
I'm too young to know the detail.
Well, my favorite part is when Phil Hartman is their tour guide at Alcatraz.
Yes.
And he talks about that someone's peeing in someone's ocular socket. That was just like my first like shock laugh, I think, as a teen. I was like, what did he say? That's crazy.
Wow, a shock laugh. Yeah. That's
like
a different type.
I didn't know you could say that.
Shock laughs. I mean, the first one I remember is like reading the word hell in fifth grade. Everyone just started giggling. It was the great Gilly Hopkins. And there was like the word hell was just saying that. Everyone just like, we had to read the words out loud in class.
Wait, the book was called The Great Gilly Hopkins?
The book was called The Great Gilly Hopkins.
Oh, I thought it was just the author's name. And I was like, what a cool move to just be like I'm going to put an adjective.
And there was this line. It said, go to hell, Trotter. And the entire class was just cracking up.
Oh, my
like,
God.
Because it was like HC double hockey stick. You know? Like, it's like a word you shouldn't say.
Totally. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
What if it was the great Joan Didion? What if, like, she put that epithet? People would take her more seriously.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh,
probably.
She's great.
Or they might be like, great, isn't that a man's name? Great, I'll read it. Sounds good.
Yeah, I feel like there was a moment in elementary school or middle school where whenever people said it, You're like, oh, it? Yeah. And then you would start snickering with your friends about it.
Do you remember that? Do you remember those, like, I don't know if this happened, if it was the same jokes everywhere, but there was those, like, five terrible jokes that just, like, kids would do. Like, one of them was, like, how do you spell it? Like, what's your name? And
yeah.
You'd say, Hector. And then you'd go, how do you spell it? And you'd be like, H-E-C. And they'd be like, no, I-T.
Yeah. Or spell I cup.
Yeah. I-C-U-P. No, you didn't.
Yeah. Hey, want to join the Pen 15 Club?
Yeah. What's that one?
Oh, well, you write it on your hand.
Oh, penis.
Yeah.
Now you're in the Pen 15 Club.
Yeah. Spell AIDS.
AIDS.
Are you positive?
Oh, that's real Reagan.
Yeah, that was a Reagan era.
Yeah, right.
It was like, oh yeah, let's make fun of this terrible epidemic.
Kids, yeah, well, the thing is, like, kids don't really know any better, right? They're picking up from things they see or people they hear talking.
That's why I don't believe in that kind of comedy.
Well, but
you don't believe in elementary school comedy.
No, but like they only think it's funny because like, oh, it's wordplay, but they don't get what, like, they don't get the impact of it.
Yeah.
So but like kids now, like, they're probably still picking things up. Like, what do you think? What crazy shit?
I feel like we've gotten a little bit woker in terms of punching up comedically.
Do we see that because we're in San Francisco?
Could very well be. Yeah. But I mean, I feel like even there are certain things that are like, don't fly on SNL. Like, sometimes they take some risks and then, and like, nobody laughs, and then they're like, no, thank you.
So yeah, I don't know if it's just my perception or not, but it feels like political correctness in general has, the dial has turned up. I think for you know, an okay reason. Well,
like,
okay,
remember
reasons,
we used to say retarded all the time?
Yeah.
But this is terrible.
I don't think we've changed at all. I don't think we've become woke. No, absolutely not. Because I feel like we've just substituted words. Because all that was that we were just saying, like, we're smart, you're dumb, right? So, like, if it's not retarded, it's something else, right?
It's just a new...
We're just like, oh, you're like, or it's like, you're an art.
You're basically saying that these new words are sort of like salad forks. You know, it's like, I know how to use a salad fork now. I haven't changed as a person. I just know how to use a salad fork.
Right. Yeah. I know. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Uh-huh. You know, there's that positive, optimistic Hector perspective that I came to this podcast with. That's the podcast that I hosted.
What are these words? I want to know.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not in the know. Yeah, no. They're all.
I'm gonna be honest. Children, especially like talking children, just scare me.
Yeah.
Especially in today's world.
You'd rather they don't talk.
No, it's just I think they're smarter than us when it comes to technology in a lot of ways, or they use it in ways that I don't, and it just scares me. Like, I think they understand it and will one day be able to thwart me at every turn.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Should I interact with them or have them?
They're smarter than a fifth grader.
Yeah. They are smarter.
The solace that you can take is that one day their kids are going to
That'll keep me warm.
Yeah.
And like, when they're posting dumb pictures of me on some future Snapchat.
Yeah.
And
it won't even be their kids. It'll be people like 3 years younger than them.
They'll
go by fast.
God, that exponential rate at which technology has improved is insane.
Yeah.
At what point do we stop calling it improved and we say
woke? Gotten worse.
Yeah. Like, gotten worse.
When does technology get woke?
Yeah, when does technology get woke?
Well, it has to get sentient first.
that's what it
What if we just walked around telling people, instead of telling them to be more woke, like, can you be more sentient?
Yeah.
Thank you. You're like talking to a fucking plant. It's terrible.
The singularity is when AI becomes woke. Is that
Yeah.
I just hope that it's called in history books when AI happens. I hope it's called the woke movement.
Yeah.
I just hope that finds
wokeness.
Its way into the wokeness. That would be a funny like satirical scary movie.
Yeah.
But the thing is, the history books will be written by AI.
There are some articles like on weird shitty websites that are like written now by AI, and it's crazy to me.
Yeah.
I mean, as a journalism student,
yeah,
it makes me real sad.
Whoa, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I feel a little bit like we view technology as this other, when in a sense it's really an extension of us.
Absolutely.
You know, we say, oh, my phone is so smart. But, you know, I have my phone with me, so in a sense I'm smarter. I know everything that's on the internet.
We don't say, oh, those cars are so, like, great.
Yeah, I'm a better driver. Right. I'm a better driver now because my car can parallel park for me.
Yeah.
You know, and, but it's sort of like, so if you look at the combination of us and the technology, I feel like that collectively has just gotten smarter. So if we kind of just like group ourselves with technology, oh, we've done so much. Like I've just, humankind is.
Yeah,
so
until the point technology wakes up and says, oh, wait, you're just dead weight.
Well, so
I'm saying it's symbiosis.
Yeah, but at some point, technology is not going to need us.
A perspective that always makes me feel better is I studied media studies at college. And there was a history of media class. And you see this pattern time and time again with any new technology where people just freak out about it. And technology, I'm using that word, but this is like when basic
Model
things
T.
were. Yeah. I mean, the telephone, people were like freaking out because how are you going to be able to tell someone's who they were on the phone and their status? And, you know, people
it
could call you in the middle
interact.
Of dinner. Yeah. It will set up new rules. But I mean, you can see old advertisements of the telephone, or they're not advertisements, they're like warnings against the telephone. Mm-hmm. And they're as you know, potentially, you know, with no reason terrified of telephones back then as they are, one could argue, potentially, you know, terrified of technology nowadays.
One day telephones are going to rebel and take over the world.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to say. Yeah. Is that one day the telephones will become our overlords, and I want them to hear this so that they know I'm cool. I'm one of the cool ones, telephone.
Yeah, she's one of the nice guys.
Yeah. You can let me have my basic human rights. I'm cool.
Yeah, oh I've God. Never seen Colleen slam a telephone.
No, I would never. Why would I do that to something that I rely on and value more than anything else in the world?
Yeah.
I do remember when I first got a smartphone. Mm-hmm. It was an iPhone, and I remember like holding it in my hands. This is going to sound weird. And just like touching it and being like, this is so cool.
Yeah, oh, totally.
Like, oh, I just like, I loved it. I didn't want to put a case on it because I wanted it to feel it against my
feel
skin.
Feel that metal.
Yeah.
Oh. Feel the metal.
I wanted the direct contact.
Oh my God.
It's true.
That's funny.
That's great.
Remember those cool message sending things when we were in elementary school? I wanted one of those so bad. It was like a little flippy thing. It looked like a little like girly calculator. And then if your friend had it, it was like early, it was kind of Bluetoothy in the way it operated.
Are you talking about this thing where it's like...
No.
Were you,
made out of paper.
What
are they called?
No, I'm talking about actual electronic device.
Not the, like,
the dream
fortune
thing.
Cookie.
The fortune cookie thing, right?
Fortune teller
thing. Yeah.
Pick a number.
Pick a number, yeah. Oh.
Cootie catcher.
Cootie catcher.
Oh, yeah.
It was called a cootie catcher?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
It had a different name on the East Coast.
Yeah.
I'm trying to remember what it was.
Yeah.
I hope
it was called an Oculus Rift.
Yeah, there's a big lawsuit right now between all teenage girls in the East Coast.
Ooh, yeah. And two rival gangs.
Yeah.
Hey.
I remember I think it was high school, actually. Maybe it was middle school. There were these books. I mean, it sounds so mean in retrospect, but there were these like slam books. Where you would write about like people in a book
and pass
them around.
Is that like a Mean Girls thing?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's from Mean Girls.
That's
the burn book. It wasn't as scrapbooky as the Mean Girls one. It was literally just a notebook, and you would write.
And would like teachers write in it as well?
Yeah, teachers were like, yeah, that girl Jessica sucks.
How many Jessica friends are you going to lose right now?
None. Because they all know I'm kidding.
But the weird thing is that, like, to realize that teachers are probably just as, like, petty and...
I tried to think of recently, so I'm a divorcee, and
what do you do at night?
What do you mean? Sleep.
No, day horse.
Oh, I'm a night horse.
Just a horse? You're just a
day
horse.
Day
horse. And a night horsey.
Horse.
You're just a little
pony. Like a whore.
Like a
horse. What?
Like a dirty, filthy horse.
I was thinking, why not call it a werehorse?
You were going to say.
What was I going to say?
About teachers.
Oh, and I was thinking about my teacher, my third grade teacher, Ms. McGonagall.
Sure.
I believe she was divorced. And so I was trying to think of, like, how old might she have been? Probably not that much older than me, if I'm able to be a divorced.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't trust my perspective of adults back then. Yeah. You know, like, age, the perspective on age changes so much.
Yeah.
You know, I could have thought someone was just ancient and they were the teacher's assistant. Or I could have been like, what a young, cool person. And I like them because they like had cookies. You know? Right. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
There's no accounting for
I feel the same way with people younger than me. I can't really tell the difference between like a 10-year-old and a 15-year-old. They're all kind of like, they're kids. Yeah.
I was driving past my old middle school recently and I saw the kids walking out and I was like, no, they're 8-year-olds. Like, I just, I could not, I'm with you. I could not, I was like, there's no way that you guys are in middle school.
Were they graduate students?
But it's just, but your own perception of yourself too. Like, I probably thought I was so mature and old. And I remember, you know, being the jerk teenage girl being like, Mom, I know so much better than you. And it's like, oh my God, I was a baby.
You're a fetus.
I was a fetus. Oh. Fetus? I hardly know us.
Beep, beep. Honk.
Ding, with that, that's
yeah. Wait,
where's this? Oh, with that,
that's the end of our show.
We hope you
like
joined
yours
us next time. On the Pedestrian Podcast.
Before we leave, though, question for the two of you, the hosts of the show.
Yeah.
Yes. Where else can we find you? Where else do we see you guys?
Are
we saying this on behalf of you guys?
No,
the hosts of the show? Yeah.
You can find us
on the internet.
Kaylee a lot more places than me.
Bumble.
Kaylee's on Bumble and Tinder.
Killing My Lobster is not a dating app, but Killing My Lobster show is coming. I don't know when this is going to drop. Could be
next year.
Okay, so KML has a great new batch of shows they're doing without me, probably.
And you can find me on Fridays at the ripe hour of 10:30 p.m. for your fucked up relationship in the Mission.
Yay. And we are bang bang. We just haven't done anything together.
We
in a long
just
time.
Follow us on Facebook at
Bang 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 Improv, I think is
Yeah, you
it
can
is.
Find some other weird stuff, but you'll know it when you've seen
there
two redhead girls.
Two redhead girls.
Not making out.
Yeah, correct.
Exactly. And Kaylee and Colleen are wonderful improvisers and very funny, funny people.
You've seen it here.
Well, we're working backwards where we introduce you guys at the end.
Oh.
So it's sort of memento style.
But we're
so
just
like,
letting you introduce us because we're the hosts.
We're letting you introduce
Go ahead and introduce us.
Yeah.
Just so I'm the best.
I'm the host now.
I'm the host. Kaylee and Colleen, you can see them as Bang Bang, really delightful duo. Just to reiterate, Kaylee's, you can see Kaylee at Killing My Lobster.
Friday shows at, I do the show before Colleen's show.
At Piano Fight. And then catch Colleen over at Stageworks, with your fucked up relationship with Arekia.
Yeah.
And thanks so much for tuning in.
Thank you.
Thank you.